January, I've seen things in my life. When there is no trouble and somebody just wakes up something that instigates people. Àwọn àjọ ọmọ jòwò má jọ ọmọ jèrè. Àjọ ọmọ jèrè má jọ ọmọ kórè òkò délé. They were not there when you were laboring. They were not there when you were building that marriage. They were not there when you were nursing your children. Malaria today, mosquito tomorrow, another. They just instigate. One woman said to me, I have a ministry towards the elderly. So every year I have a party for them from 60, 65 to 100. The first time I had that event, I would dance with them in groups. 65 to so, they would dance. So, they would dance. And then I would give them food, give them this and others. And they pray for me. I make them pray for me. If I forget, let me remind me. Today, all of you here must pray for me today. And Her Excellency, Mrs. Ayodele, will round this up. Please, it's your assignment here. One of those elderly women, we gave the microphone to her. She said, I sold my gold. I sold everything. I sent my son to America. He graduated. When it was time for me to be enjoying, he married one girl. The girl said, I am a witch. My son has not spoken to me in 4 years. She was crying. Old age tears. That is a curse on that girl. Because with her witchcraft, she sent that boy to school. With her witchcraft. That is why mothers, you know, I always lead you to pray that your children will not marry your enemy. And that they will not marry their enemy. My mother-in-law died practically in my hand at the age of 110, blessing me. It was deliberate. I have 2 daughters-in-law. They can't maltreat me. I didn't saw it. I did not saw it. I was deliberate. My mother-in-law offended me. I overlooked it. She will mess up. I will pack the pieces. I knew what I was doing. Because I want to have rest in the evening of my life. There are people, they just step into the family as wife. They begin to instigate your son. Your mommy's boy. Oh, why now? They begin to instigate. They begin to cause confusion. This one is not greeting that one. That one is not. Some of all of you here know the man in this Nigeria. Big man that died. 13 years later, his will cannot be read. 4 boys only, same mother, 1 wife. 2 versus 2. He was a son, correct man. It's one of the last prayer points I will raise when I'm leading you to pray using the eagle. It's a prayer point I'm going to raise. Instigation, confusion. If possible, step at least away from whoever is around you. You are carrying your dynasty. You are carrying your tribe. You are representing yourself. I'm representing Felix and Funke Adejumo tribe. Instigation and confusion. This is spiritual warfare. I come against you. Oh, New York, ni kekere ni, la around me, la sandi, la leni. Everybody call the name of Jesus and pray. In the Felix and Funke Adejumo tribe, in our dynasty. Instigation and confusion. I come against you. I come against you. That is why I'm here today. This spiritual warfare we use. Get the water, water, your water, the sun, the candy, baby, baby, shatter me. Nobody will instigate our children against us. Nobody will instigate our children against us. There shall be peace. You better pray and stop looking around. Felix Adejumo dynasty, I come against instigation and confusion. You will see wrong. You will get there. They must be carried by the fire and the matter. You can take the power of the fire. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Twice now I have heard this story, true life story. And incidentally, those stories took place in Houston, Texas. I don't know what is it about that Houston that time. One man, we drove past a prison. A And I was told that 2 weeks ago, a man was released from that prison after spending 31 years. Because he was released because the person that committed the crime showed up. And the man was 77. When Femi was speaking about, I deliberately brought Femi. He was a cultist. His mother prayed him into destiny. Today he doesn't earn his salary in Naira. He stepped into my office and I saw it. I said, I'll go right now. I said, I'm going to nurture you by God's grace. And I'm going to involve my husband. He kept rising since that time. When I met the mother, I congratulated the mother. Mama, well done. That woman did not give up. Separated him from those cultists with prayers. Today he's a pastor. So that you won't think, forget it, you were just leading us. It's because her children are. This is a proof that a mother prayed her child. You can train your child. Thank God for training. I trained my own. You can send them to school. My children have master's degree minimum. I believe in that. But there is what you call the spiritual dimension. That's why we are here. And women, I am raised for you. And I'm laboring over you. You know these prayers, I can pray them in my house. And I've been praying them. But God raised me for you. And no devil can stop me from helping you. All of you, awakening are you. So the next prayer point now, we want to come against implication. When God was giving me all this prayer, I said, God, mother saw me. We're supposed to be praying. My seat is configured. But God said, spiritual warfare. They are my people. I know what is needed and I know what is ahead. This prayer may be for 6 months, so please pray. We just prayed about implication and confusion. Number two, we want to pray against a cobra. Implication. Is that not what I called it? How can somebody spend 31 years in prison? Only for the person now to now come out and say, don't tell me we live in Banana Island. We live in... spiritual warfare. I don't have the time to be telling you how a girl had her own birthday party. I spoke with her. I spoke with her instead of AC. And she wanted to go and drop somebody off when she mistakenly hit somebody. The person that, as I speak to you, she's in jail. From her birthday party, she's in jail. Cross it. I spoke to her. I encouraged her. I said, we're praying. God is going to raise help. And God has started raising help for her. Yeah, I don't know how they changed it or something. We want to come against implication. Because in that Acts chapter 19, come and see all the lies they were telling about Paul. Please call the name of Jesus. If you can you get a partner? Hold two hands. Stand as if somebody wants to push you down and you don't want to agree. Call the name of Jesus once and come against. Nobody will implicate my husband at work. Don't you see people that used to be great and now they are in jail? Nobody will implicate me. Nobody will implicate my children, my grandchildren. I plead the blood of Jesus upon my tribe. We shall not be investigated for evil. My tribe cannot be investigated for evil. I plead the blood of Jesus. We have prayed. Use your hands. Everybody take your seat. If your husband is at the helm of affairs, wherever he was, stand up. Number two, if If you are married to an officer, naval, soldier, police, gendarme, if you are at the topmost, the head of affairs, wherever you work, please stand up. Allah Israeli, the Yahweh of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, my God, the God of Funke, Felix, Adejumo, Papa, any kind of Bogu, if there is anybody, the God of my calling, concerning any of these positions, in the name of Jesus, I silence you. Against you or whoever you are representing today, may God disrupt the person. May Jehovah disrupt them. This year is broken and you have escaped. It is done. Jesus, take your seat. What? Your Excellency, you are here. She had a vigil. We had a vigil. I had to leave them to go sleep and rest for. And she flew in from Ilorin to be here. Please celebrate the wife of the former governor of Kwara State. Sister, celebrate this woman. She's a gift in this nation. Thank you. You better celebrate her. Your children too. Who knows what they can become? You better use her as a point of contact. I said you should celebrate. Take your seat. You will hear her voice. Mrs. Omolewa was a caterer when I met her. She was a caterer when I met her. I went to preach at Winners Chapel in Kano. She served me food. I said, my sister, you've been serving me and serving me with smiles and all that. Some protocols, we just killed the anointing on your life. I said, tell me about yourself. And she was the wife of a commissioner at that time. I said, what is it that you need most from God? She said that I want a child. Today she has two. Sometimes you don't know what connects people. Be careful how you run your mouth. Don't abuse her when I'm there. And some other ladies. This is a huge sacrifice. Thank you. What? Thank you. I don't know how you did it. What number are we now? Number 3. Number 1. What is number 1? What is number 2? The third one now is wrong accusation. This is very strange. How can the Holy Ghost say we should be praying this kind of prayers at Mother Summit? But you are his people, that's what he told me. Wrong accusation. You know, we're using the life of Paul in Acts chapter 21. They were crying from verse 28. This man, he's teaching people wrongly. Is this, is that? I'm going to raise a prayer point from that. Women, hear me. You and I, we are a part of the end time tools. This is the season for women. God is empowering women, and the devil is jittery. He's not happy. Every woman here, stretch your two hands. You will be wealthy. You will have your own. Say amen 3 more times. Hug yourself with those hands. Your husband's money is sweet, but it is not as sweet as your own. You need your own. So that when your husband asks you for 1 million, you say, if I only need it. When do you need it? I just saw you, Pastor Femi. What a blessing. Thank you, sir. Thank you for coming. Wrong accusation. So, I just told you my own now. And they thought I would not survive. I did not just survive, I'm thriving. So you're going to stand up and pray your own now. You're going to decree. My voice, the voices of my children, my husband's voice shall be louder than the noises of our enemies. Decree, decree, decree in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We shall not be subdued. Hey, legete yebogos soto no progos kanteniga. Our voices shall be louder than the noises of our enemies. The voices of my children shall be very loud. Oh, what are you doing? And who are you coming? What do you want to do? We shall not be investigated for evil. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Remember, I told you all the messages that God gave us when we were, I said, my prayer partner, when we were praying, and those things are settled. Some of you that came here with tears, God has wiped your tears. And those 12 babies, you have received them. The next one that you want to pray now, remember, you are praying for yourself and your children, is what I call evil conspiracy. What is not good needs prayer, but it is what is good that needs more prayer. And some people, their enemies are with around them. People that when they say something, people say, ah, we shame to talk. People that are, people can easily believe. Evil conspiracy. This is the first time we are doing this kind of a thing. Charlie Mother Summit. But God told me when I was complaining, God, what kind of prayer point? He said, they are my people. I know what they need and I know the future. Maybe we are praying for your husband about the future. Who knows? Evil conspiracies. Let's say this year we pass on first. Sorry if you don't understand Yoruba. He says, every evil gathering, you will not any job. You will not look like it. You will not. There's no coercion. It's a case of whatever you are thinking. Whoever has brought a lot of trouble, carry it with your head. So should I go there? Because we are standing with the Lord. Come on, with it. Let it go past what you have heard. Intellectual manipulations, institutionalized enemies. They are in authority, they have power, they can do, they can do. If they say that you should go to jail, institutionalized enemies. Those of you in politics, if I am praying one, pray 10 over this prayer point. If I'm sweating, sweat. Institutionalized enemies. And mothers, you are here. This one, we are going to pray touching our loins or our womb. We are not doing magic. That is the center of gravity. Wherever they are planning it, any institution that is going to be against my children, maybe now, 20 years time, if Jesus tells, any institutionalized enemy against my husband, it is a bank, it is a political organization, it is a ministry. Lord, who this way? Are you praying? In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I come against anything that is called institutionalized enemies. In the name of Jesus, I want you to bow out. I want you to come out. As you are planning it, heaven will be scattering it. I destroy today in the name of Jesus over my husband, over my children, over my ministry, over me. In the name of Jesus, every gang up against us, if we not prosper, even our mistakes will not matter. Even if we make mistakes, institutionalized enemies, your gang up. Somebody will just stand up and say, "See, let your man up." Our mistakes will not matter in the name of Jesus. Our Yone power. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. I'll just do maybe two or three more. So the next one is delay. After Paul was arrested, they put him in one house. For 2 years, they didn't bring his case up. What? All those epistles he wrote, Ephesians, Philippians, he was fighting from house arrest. 2 years. Just because Paul said, "I must see Rome. I must fulfill destiny. My children are convicted to me. We must get there." See what rose up against him. If you get to read all these things from Acts chapter 19 to chapter 27, all these prayer points, I got them from there. Delay. This is how we do it at Mother Summit. This one, you don't need anybody to join hands with you. You will stand. You will say, "I create space for my children at the top. At the top, I push you to the top. I come against delay. In a year, jump yo, school start yo. I said, hey, Robert, yo. I said, hey, mommy, please be there now. Admission. Make sure your children there. I expect at the top. Finish that to my children. Your mercy will leave you behind.